from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And just sitting there waiting for that kick, I'm like, we about to beat the hell out of Clemson. By the time Limp 50 came rolled around, I was like, okay. We finna beat the hell out of it. Then I was getting a little impatient, but I kind of was feeling what they're trying to do, feel them out, all those different things. And I was like, okay, halftime. And Ben Watson had text. We were texting. I was like, okay, it's time to beat their ass.
Just open it up.
Let
Carson. He didn't throw the ball down the field, but maybe once or twice.
Yeah, I was like, let's open it up.
And a lot of little quick bubble screen.
Let's go ahead and beat them down.
Yeah, man. Very conservative, kind of feel them out. Now they still could have scored probably 21 points in the first half. Just a couple missed throws here and there, and ended up with a couple field goals. But yeah, I mean, it was a sick. You said it last week. Actually, you're like, at some point during the game, Georgia will be up 6, and it feels like they're up 20.
Right.
That's what it felt like at halftime. Like that's how good the defense was playing. And look, Clemson just, you know, I don't know, that quarterback isn't that guy.
He's DJU. He's fine. Yeah.
But he's not going to win games like that. Like, you're not going to beat Georgia with that guy. They got other issues beyond that, but I mean, he's missing throws, making bad decisions. He's not a freshman. This is a guy who's been around for a minute now. So he is who he is. Same thing with DJU. There's a lot of quarterbacks around college football that just because you change places doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be like some new guy. It's happened for some people.
Yeah.
Like Bo Nix went to Oregon and was a completely different guy. And Michael Penix was good at Indiana, but obviously went to Washington and took it to a different level.
Yeah.
But, you know, DJU is not doing that, obviously, at Florida State, to the point where, like, why even keep playing him?
Yeah.
Like, you got young quarterbacks, you're 0-2, you know what DJU is. It's not, you know, you're not the future.
Mm-hmm.
So play the young guys.
Might as well see
what you got.
Might as well, man. But I know you guys were, because you played the fantasy college football, and you and Bo were just talking about it. Y'all, it seemed like y'all had a great, great day.
There was a lot of big numbers put up in week one. And that it tends to be the case because, so our college fantasy league is this Power 4 conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, like, there's a couple of other conferences too, right, Bo? Like, there's like 70 teams you can choose from.
Okay.
In the league. And, you know, sometimes teams play bad teams. Like, sometimes you have Jackson Dart against whoever the hell Ole Miss played. I don't know who they played. But there's also, like,
It was Furman.
Furman, yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know what they did to upset Ole Miss or somebody on that
program.
Did Ole
Miss go, like, 75?
76 to nothing.
Yeah.
And it was, like, 50 at halftime.
Like, leave them alone, Lane.
Yeah,
and of course, what they do.
The Lane troll is back. I love the troll of Brian Kelly.
Well,
he
asked for it.
But this is my thing.
Brian Kelly asked for it.
And I'm wanting to know this Lane Kiffin thing because, I mean, Florida lost one game. All of a sudden, you see the list of Florida fans. This is who I want us to go get next. And Lane Kiffin is the first person like, what the hell has Lane done? What has Lane done other than make highlights and win press conferences and troll other coaches?
They won 11 games last year. Yeah.
Okay, they won 11 games. Florida, how far removed was Florida from 11 wins?
I don't know.
Like three years?
Yeah, but this coach, though.
Yeah.
They're this coach.
But look at Lane's team right now.
Stacked.
Lane ain't finna go down there and do that down in Florida right now. Florida is not Florida is not very good.
Yes, it's a talent issue.
Yes, it is a talent issue with Florida, which is so surprising considering it's damn Florida.
Yeah, but also it's the coach's job to accumulate talent, right?
He's having a rough one, man. His loss phase wasn't as bad as Brian Kelly. Now, Brian Kelly with the slamming of the hand and all that was crap. But, like, he just looked defeated.
He did.
In the sideline, just watching Miami just put foots all in there.
Yeah, well, because he knew what they needed to do.
He knew.
That at the very least, you have to be competitive at home.
Nothing.
Against an in-state rival.
Nothing.
And they got smoked. They got embarrassed at home week one with all of the negative momentum of what had been said about that program and him over the last couple of years. It's his face looked exactly right.
Yeah,
like his face was very representative of where that program
is. Like, y'all
could
be
right
fired, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly right. So now, and the quarterback got hurt. So now DJ Lagway has to play.
You got to let the boy play.
You got to let him play.
Let him play.
And he's got to play great.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to get fired.
Let him play. Yeah. Let him play.
Yeah, he's in a bad spot.
Maybe he can show flashy, like, see, just give me one more year.
I know, but it's going to have to be more than flashes now, right?
Man, it was a damn game.
They just got stomped.
They got curbs on.
At home on the biggest stage.
Yep.
I mean, everybody's watching that game, right? Like, that's one of the big games of opening weekend. Now, they weren't ranked or anything like that, but Miami went in there and just absolutely took their cookies.
Yeah.
And look, Miami is really good. Miami seems like they're really good.
They got a quarterback.
They haven't had that quarterback in a long time.
Yeah,
like, that's the difference maker. They got players all over the place, and they got trenches. And, they still have Cristobal as their coach. So there's going
to
be—
He didn't have to do any late-game stuff
It was
Saturday.
Funny, though, because they were— beating them like crazy, but Florida fans were still hanging around. Florida fans in the stadium were still hanging around until like the very last turnover that they had. Because who knows?
Yeah,
maybe Cristobal
lets us back in it.
This 17 points to Cristobal is no big deal. That was a great first week performance for Miami. Cam Ward seems the real deal. If he plays like that, he's going to be in New York for the Heisman ceremony, and Miami's going to win a lot of games. Probably be in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
You also look at the rest of the ACC. Like, who are they going to have to beat?
I don't know.
Georgia Tech looks like the second best team in the ACC right now.
And I mean, you just don't know now, because it was always a Clemson and Florida State thing. And you, after two games for Florida State, one game Clemson, you just don't know. Now, how does Clemson fare against teams that are more on their level?
Yeah.
I think is something that you're going to look at in the ACC. I think Miami might, after one week, I think Miami might be the best team in the ACC. But, I mean, when you look at other teams, I remember I was telling you, I don't know what we were talking, Thursday or Friday, people were talking, Virginia Tech, they got a quarterback, they got 20 whatever starters coming back. They went to Vanderbilt and got caught.
They did.
They were
down 17-0 in that game.
Give credit to Vanderbilt and everything like that. But, yeah, I just don't know where the pecking order in the ACC is going to be.
No, it's hard to say after 1 week or two games for Florida State. But I think you can say a couple things for sure. At least I feel like I can say a couple things for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Florida State's not one of the best three teams in the ACC.
I don't think so.
Miami feels like they definitely are one of the best, maybe the best, but certainly one of the three best. And I'm with you on Clemson. Like, as much as I wouldn't want to hear this if I was a Clemson fan, because I still view myself as one of those programs,
right,
you do kind of need to see what it looks like against, like, an equal.
Yes.
Georgia's not an equal right now. Georgia doesn't have many equals in college football. Maybe none, the way that they played week one. But you kind of need to see what it, because Clemson's defense is going to be great against most, like, mortal teams. They're going to shut down average offenses and below average offenses.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a good job against Georgia for stretches of that game.
Their defensive line dominated the game.
And I know, again, this sounds like consolation and whatever, like victory for not. But they played hard as hell, man.
They did.
Like, they didn't,
they
you
did.
Know what I mean?
They
like,
did. They kept bringing it. They kept coming.
Especially on defense. Like, they played real. They're just not as good as Georgia, and it's not close.
And I just know this. The first touchdown, the fade pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't no DB coach. I know a lot about football. I ain't no DB coach. He ain't supposed to play that kind of technique. That was too damn easy. And me and Samson are sitting down there watching the game, and I'm looking at it. As soon as 8 goes to the right, I'm like, oh, that's a fade for a touchdown. Look how the damn corner's playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an easy just lob to him. Just, I mean, 10 had a rough one.
Yeah.
10 for them had a rough one, man. He had the cowboy sleeve on there and everything, so he looked.
I know he had a couple plays early, too, so he was feeling himself.
Yeah, feeling himself.
And then they got him in coverage.
And then it was a wrap. It was a wrap. But, yeah, I mean, this is a great overall weekend. You talked about it, you know, the Penn State, how they end up winning that football. Now, the weather leg came in.
Mm-hmm.
But Penn State was going to win that game.
They were
going to win that game because their quarterback, he showed that he can play quarterback.
Yeah, they went to the weather delay and decided we're going to let him throw.
He can play quarterback.
He's got an arm.
Yeah.
And they got weapons. I love that running back. I love that running back that Penn State has. He's been good for a number of years.
Right.
So keep feeding him the football. But, that was impressive for them to go on the road
and win
that one.
Definitely Notre Dame.
Dude, Notre Dame. Like, we talked about it last week. It's the first time in over 40 years they haven't had an upperclassman on their offensive line. And early in that game, their offensive line struggled a little bit. They got better and better and better.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a tough team. And both those teams are.
Yeah.
But that game, that was a prize fight. That was a heavyweight fight
going back and forth and everything. And I thought just the way that A&M was able to run the ball in the second. Notre Dame was able to run the ball in the second half was the key to it. The quarterback, he played okay.
He played okay.
He was okay.
Yeah, didn't make mistakes.
Yeah, I think that was the biggest thing because, you know, going into, oh, he's playing against his former coach and blah, blah, blah. He played okay. But I thought that, you know, Marcus had his team ready to play. And I said it earlier in the show. I saw the clip again this morning when they're walking out that tunnel and he is like, he talking like he's a player, like he's going to go out there and play and had them dudes so ready to go out there.
Notre Dame's defense is going to be legit.
They got some dudes.
They're going to be hard to score against.
Just like the Michigan defense. Michigan has first round picks on all three levels of their defense.
Yes. They might have the best corner in college football.
Maybe it was the first game. You want to rotate quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Everything. They can't do that against this weekend.
No.
Because Texas will blow doors.
No, I think that they're – and it happens.
Yeah.
You know, like they got it all together last year and went 15-0, won the national championship, lost a billion guys to the NFL and lost their coach. And it's, you know, take a step back.
Yeah.
It happens to most normal teams.
It does.
Doesn't happen to Georgia. Doesn't happen to Alabama. Doesn't happen to Ohio State. But it happens to most normal teams when you lose as many guys like that and that much turnover. You might take a step back. Plus, they have a really hard schedule.
Yes.
They play Texas this weekend. That's going to be a hard one. They play USC the week after that.
Ooh, where's that game? I'm assuming that's not in Pasadena.
I don't know where that one is. I know they have Texas in Ann Arbor.
But, I mean, that was, I think, my takeaway was how weird it was to see Big Ten by USC.
Very
and
weird.
Listen to that damn, and it irked my nerve to hear the CBS.
Sorry, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
USC is in Ann Arbor also.
Hear the CBS chime and see Big Ten.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then you hear my guy, Gary, and you hear them. I was like, ugh.
It's weird.
It's too weird, man.
It's really weird.
It was really, really freaking weird
know.
To hear. And Big Ten football on CBS. What?
I know.
Yeah, that was raggedy. And also Tech, great job by them. Haynes King. It was a little sloppy early on.
Yeah, they got off to a little bit of a slow start.
It was a little
start.
Sloppy, and then you know, but Haynes King played really, really good on Saturday night against Georgia. I love that Georgia State blue. I don't know what it is about it. I love that blue. It just looks so sharp. But yeah, good Georgia Tech 2-0. Don't know if the rankings are out yet, but hopefully they are ranked. It would be cool if they
haven't seen them yet.
Haven't seen them yet
because they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do with Tech. Like,
yeah.
How high do we put them?
That's what it is. Okay.
How because and USC was 23.
Yeah.
They played damn good and they beat LSU. So they got to jump up.
They got
to
jump up. So why don't they take
Should
USC?
Tech be ranked higher than LSU?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Where was LSU at?
They were 13, and they lost to USC. Neutral site.
No. Yeah, why not? They're 2-0.
They got a top 10 win.
They're 2-0. And
they beat a top 10 team in a neutral field.
Give me your
a different country.
Give me your synopsis on this Oregon game. You're just loving it.
Yeah, but they just didn't take them seriously.
Okay.
Like that was such an overlook game. Like, and I don't know why, because I don't know if they're thinking about Boise State like that or what. But yeah, they made so many dumb mistakes in the red zone in that game. Because Dylan Gabriel threw for like 400 yards in that game. Like they should have scored 40 points.
Right.
But no, they let Idaho hang around, and you can't do that with the Vandals, Randy.
Oh no,
you let the Vandals hang around too long.
You can't let the Vandals.
You don't
hang
let the
around.
Vandals hang around. Look, I'll say this: if they show up like that against Boise State, they're going to lose.
You think so?
Because Boise State's got guys. Like they have like legitimate. That dude Ashton Jeanty ran for 267 yards and 6 touchdowns. Now, I know it was against Georgia Southern, right. But it was at Georgia Southern.
Yeah, it was.
It was hot down there.
Yeah, that's why when
I saw it. They're not used to that heat in Boise, Idaho.
I was like, Boise is at, oh, Boise, Georgia State's going into Boise. It's like, no, Boise is in Statesboro.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
I traveled all the way down there, and Ashton GT put up 6 touchdowns on
him. I mean, bam, 6 tugs.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of damn touchdowns.
It's a lot of touchdowns.
It's a lot of touchdowns. But, yeah, overall, just a great weekend. I mean, I think my biggest surprise probably was the LSU-USC game. Because I picked Notre Dame to win.
I didn't think USC was going to be that much improved.
I thought Boston College would win that game. But yeah, SC impressed me because they were flying around. They did not get pushed around by LSU. Mm-hmm. And I don't know because I'm pretty sure Brian Kelly's a smart, smart man. And I know he probably got smart people around him. But when you have like this pass rush guy who just is probably maybe the best pass rusher in college football. And you saw last year that what happened when you don't let him do that.
Out. Yeah.
And you don't let him do it again.
Yeah. Maybe he's not that smart.
Maybe he's not that smart.
You know what I mean?
Maybe he's not that smart.
I don't know. We give people credit because they have big jobs.
Yeah.
Like that they're smart.
Maybe he's not that damn smart.
But if you don't just let Harold Perkins wreak havoc on the edge.
He switched his number to 7 and everything.
Maybe you're not that smart.
You know, and we know what 7 at LSU is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the guy.
That's the guy.
Put him on the edge and let him get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, you know what we should do is see what his coverage skills
are.
Yeah,
let's let him stand coverage.
Get him as far away from the quarterback as possible. Help them out. Make your game plan the thing that they want you to do most. Silly. I don't get it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.